True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We've got Chris Jimenez coming up in about 20 minutes there. Living large in a Friday. Yeah. You like my bucket hat?
I do like your bucket hat.
Is this, have we finally found a hat that I can pull off other than a backward cap? Am I going to be bucket hat guy now on YouTube?
You just seem like you really went fishing is all. Like we could do an Inside the NBA fishing set, gone fishing, and then you put on your bucket hat and here we are.
And it's just somebody on the station fishing for compliments from one of us? One of us fishing from compliments for each other.
Either or, it all works.
Now,
so if you're fishing right now, do you want me to say nice bucket hat?
Yeah.
That's a nice bucket hat you have on.
Thanks, man.
You're really pulling that one off.
I mean, it's Verizon gave it to me. It's the Dog Pound XL.
Hey, is that a new bucket hat you have on?
Yeah, listen, I got to say, I'm trying something out. I hear that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Now, we might get to quick hits here. We might have to push it to later in the show because Myles Garrett spoke with the media just a short bit ago. And the fearless leader, Keith Britton, has put together a little bit of a montage here of the best hits of Myles Garrett from his press conference, not from Sunday's game. I hope Joe Burrow's okay. That really, like a lot of people got a lot of mileage out of that Joe Burrow hit.
Yeah, it was a big hit.
It was, but it was like, that's the one that I can remember.
You know what it was, though, is that it kind of put you into, I mean, it put you in exactly what Joe Burrow is seeing, which was, that was death.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was, you know, oftentimes we see these guys get hit and you're like, oh, it's a car accident every week in your body. But then you see a hit like that and it like really feels like a car accident every week in your body.
I regret nothing. Here's Myles Garrett on the Ravens game.
Lend any more motivation for you whatsoever that the Browns are 11.5-point underdogs in this game and nobody's kind of giving you guys any kind of a chance?
That was 12.5 last I checked, but yeah, it definitely goes to my mind. When we're working throughout the week.
The fact that you guys are going down there, they're celebrating their 30th anniversary of the team, just given the history of the franchises and everything that happened here, like how much extra juice does that add for you in this matchup?
I mean, I want to go down there and play spoiler. That's about it.
What fires you up about playing in Baltimore?
Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, Ronnie Stanley, Rosengarten. I mean, I don't want to leave out Zay Flowers, but all those guys give me juice to go down there and play the very best ball. So, being able to go against the best competition, many pundits and critics saying that they're the best team in the AFC, that kind of stuff gets me fired up to go against them. I don't need much more than that.
Long time now. Like, do you still hear from people that about the move to Baltimore and it still upsets people and that's why they hate the Ravens like they do?
That's usually an older crowd than I hang out with, but I do hear it every now and then when I go to get gas. So, yeah, I do understand the feelings and the motives behind people's dislike of them. And, I'm one with the city, so I try to carry that on my back when we go in there or they come to our place.
Grant's comments about tackling Derrick Henry not being difficult or challenging.
We got to go out there and prove it. Talk is cheap. I mean, he's a hell of a player. He's a Hall of Fame talent. But, you know, got to go out there and have our guys back. So, you know, we're going to support him the best way we can, and that's by, you know, slowing him down and stopping the run game and nullifying, you know, their best talents as best as we can.
How did you like the way you guys responded to that difficult loss in the opener? I mean, did you see the attitude you wanted from the guys this week in practice?
Saw the energy and the focus that I believe is necessary to get a win.
You and Lamar have both been around now for so long, and you guys just get up for these games. I mean, you guys have won 4 out of the last 7 meetings against the Ravens. What kind of a just amazing battle has it been between, like, you and Lamar over all these years?
Well, it's not me versus Lamar. It's Browns versus Ravens, and I feel like it's been fun. No, it's always a heated matchup. It's always physical. It's real AFC North, where, you know, they want to establish the run. They want to run the ball. They can run the ball 35, 40 times. They will. And, you know, I like going into, you know, a matchup knowing what, you know, you're going to get. You know the identity of a team. So, you know, we pride ourselves in our defense, and then they pride ourselves in being physical up front and running the ball. And, you know, stuff like that, you know, gets me excited going into games as well.
Browns future Hall of Famer Myles Garrett there. You heard kind of the montage of his best stuff there as it relates to Grant Delpit. I said, we got to go prove it, and we kind of got to back up our guy. He also gave compliments to Derrick Henry being quite good at football.
Yes, he did. A couple observations here. One, if you're going to correct Mary Kay Cabot on the spread of the game, you should probably have the accurate spread of the game yourself. It's an 11.5-point spread right now. It started as a 12.5-point spread. So you can't then, when Mary Kay says it's an 11.5-point spread, be like, oh, I think it's actually a 12.5-point spread.
Why does Miles have to keep up with the latest spread?
If you're going to correct a reporter on what she's saying, then yes, you have to keep up with the latest spread.
Oh, I didn't take it that way.
What other way could you take it?
I took it more as like, I heard 12.5-point. Not to correct her, but more as a like, yeah, I heard about a 12.5-point spread.
I think he's going to keep 12.5 in his head so that he doesn't have to ever redo any part of it. Because when the spread gets bet down and it goes from 12.5 to 11.5 like it does, that actually is a show of faith in the Browns from the betting public. The betting public is telling you that they think Vegas right now has this wrong. Now, we'll see how much they continue to think that. If it goes down to 10.5, that's even more belief. But yeah, like correcting Mary Kay on that one, it's not a big deal. But it is funny to me when you go ahead and correct her and then you're the one that's wrong.
I did not to be overly simplistic, but I just kind of thought, hey, that's a bigger number, and that's the one I'm going to choose to think about because that's the one that's going to make me angrier.
Next thing, he called it an older crowd, the ones that are focused on the move.
I'm so offended by this.
I know you are, and so I wanted to see if you'd really actually not only key in on that, but then also go off on Miles for it.
I've heard Jason Lloyd say about it many times. I am part of the older crowd then. Like, this idea that it's like, okay, it goes back to the conversation we had about 9/11 yesterday, about other big moments that we've all kind of been through. If you were, like, you would have been what, 6?
For what, 9/11?
No, for the Browns move.
Okay.
6 or 7, right?
7, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you didn't grow up in Northeast Ohio.
No.
And you were, that's young. The difference between that
I'm,
and me
I'm
being
I'm probably
10,
just young enough, even if I grew up in Northeast Ohio, yes, it wouldn't have had the impact the same way it had it on you. But even though, like, we're only, what, 4 years apart?
Exactly. Yeah. No, because that's a huge 4 years at when it happened. I was 10. I was just starting to understand football. Always liked football. Have vague remembrances of Ozzie Newsome and Bernie and all
that. In fact,
that
my years that got robbed and taken away from me would have been my formative football years. If I grew up in Northeast Ohio, I probably would have chosen another team.
Absolutely. So if you're in that, if you're from your age down, it's tough for me to really have a problem with it. But if you were old enough to remember it and you just got over it, I don't know that there's getting over it. And so,
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
I'm not that old, damn it, I think is my point, all right? 40 is not the older crowd.
Yeah, Miles called you old.
Jason Lloyd also has said the
older
crowd line.
But he didn't make it just seem older crowd. He made it seem like the geriatrics that he talks to at the gas station.
Exactly.
And that's the part I thought was really funny.
Yes, the older crowd.
Only because I knew you had this thing with Jason before the show, and so then I was like,
I texted him.
The idea that Miles then tapped into it and just it tried to sideswipe it was just... It's almost like he was directly going at you because he knows that you're turning 40 and now age is becoming a thing for you.
Jason is a decade older than me, and he's lumping me in with the olds. I don't mind being lumped in with the olds.
You're not young.
But I'm not old.
You're not young.
But I'm not old.
You're right in the sweet spot.
But to someone really that is, jam someone up that everybody
is,
around me.
To someone that is 30 years old like Miles is, a 40-year-old is in fact... You're closer to old than you are young.
Yeah, what's weird about that is Jason is a decade older than me. I don't consider him old. I don't really consider old
anymore.
That
makes one of us.
Oh, shots fired.
Not fired. I like the idea of aging gracefully. We went over this yesterday, though. Like, I don't look at like getting to 50 as a bad thing. I look at it like, wow, you made it to 50. That's awesome.
But you
and
look
then even
at it
like to 60. Well, there has to be a cutoff at some point. It's not insulting to be like, yeah, congratulations, you lived on planet Earth.
I think 70 is the new old.
What do you think a 60-year-old is?
Older.
Jason can legitimately, isn't it 50 to get your Buckeye card?
No, I think it's like 55 or 60. Matt, senior research, senior
you said
Ohio
that so
researcher.
Disgustingly. Like, no, it's 55 or 60.
Because I think it is. And I felt disgust on behalf of Jason.
Well, and 60. The idea that you're that 60. Close.
I'm not that close.
Well, 10 years away from 50 is that close.
Yeah, but I'm 20 years away from getting it because it's 60.
So is 60 now old? Is that what we're going with?
No, it's 70. 60 used to be old, and then technology changed. We've had a lot of great advances
in modern
medicine.
We've basically erased the 10 years, and in Miles Garrett's eyes, a 30-year-old, 50 is old.
There's one thing I did want him, when he said...
Aged, it's nice.
When he said, it's not me versus Lamar, but it is. I understand what he's saying, I understand why he can't say that, but it is you versus Lamar, because our greatest hope is that you... You turn the purple and whatever the other color is into black and blue.
Also thought it was funny he used talk is cheap.
That's pretty, yeah.
I don't even think he has the awareness when he said it that that's...
What would you be alluding to?
Stop it.
No, just like what could you be alluding to?
Yeah, stop it.
Where maybe Miles talked a big game and then maybe balked a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot there in a very short amount of time. There was a lot there from Miles. And what is, I believe, in listening to so many Miles Garrett press conferences throughout the years, that was him trying to be quiet and not necessarily cause a storm or say anything inflammatory. You could tell he was just very much trying to get in and out, but it's just how he operates.
I would like more smack talk. This week has been very sweet for me. I would like more smack talk. Kevin Stefanski, when he talks, bores the pants off me, and not in a good way. The rest of them, a fair amount, pretty much all the, even Jim Schwartz now, he'll talk forever, but he won't say a damn thing. The players, they're saying things. I like when players say things.
I thought Jim Schwartz got you mad yesterday, because he said the players didn't really care about this 30th anniversary thing, and he doesn't care about it either.
He just rode the fence. He was just being, it took the coward's way out. Not that he's a coward, but he took the coward's way out. We really jammed some people up in this one.
Well, that's
216-474-0092. What was your main takeaway from what you heard from Miles Garrett there? Chris Jimenez, Guardians TV analyst, former Cleveland Indian, talks to us about the red-hot Guardians with just about 17 games to go in the MLB season in 5 minutes on 92.3.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.